This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The second one is justice. And I know in this day and age, people will politicize that statement and say, yes, we need to be interested in political justice. I've got a news for you. It has nothing to do with political justice. It has to do with personal justice, one-on-one with people. People talk about justice in society when they need to be talking about justice in their own family. And people talk about justice at work and in the city government and in the state government and justice in the federal level. We need to talk about justice in our own circles of influence. Justice means doing the right thing and treating people rightly and being fair, etc. That matters to the Lord. And the third one is righteousness. Righteousness is one of those words that people always assume has some big religious connotation, and righteousness is a simple thing that means to be in a right relationship with the God who made you. You are in a right relationship with God the Father through the Son. That's righteousness. I never, and I mean I never, in preaching, use what's called a fairy tale story. I just don't. That's not my style, but I'm going to do it today. I'm going to tell an imaginary story that has been attributed to Indians in New York State, Oneida Indians. It's been attributed to Russia. It's been attributed to different cultures around the world. I'm just going to tell the story and make the point. One day, a crow was flying over a beautiful blue lake. Down in the clear water, he saw a crawfish. The hungry crow swooped down and snatched up the crawfish and carried him into the forest, where he landed on the branch of a tree. The crow wanted to sit there and enjoy his lunch. The crawfish knew that he was in serious trouble. He didn't want to be eaten, but he didn't see any way of escape. Suddenly, the crawfish yelled out, "Crow, your mother and father fly over my lake often, and I saw that they were really good. Good crows." Without opening his mouth, the crow grunted, "Uh-huh." Again, the crawfish cried, "I knew your brothers and sisters. I watched them catch fish in the lake. They're all so good." Again, the crow answered without opening his mouth. The crawfish went on saying, "Everyone in your family is good. However, they cannot compare to you. You're the most clever of all. In fact, you're the most clever in all the world." The crow liked these words so much that he couldn't resist and began to caw at the top of his lungs to the whole world that he was the most clever of all creatures. In doing so, he opened up his mouth, released the crawfish, who fell safely back into the water. The crawfish wisely instructed his children to avoid the dangers of boasting. Now, that's a stupid story, but let me tell you something. You will remember it at 4 o'clock today. And you will remember it at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and you will remember it in times when you're tempted to caw like the crow. And you may remember it this week when you're tempted to boast in what you have, what you know, and what you've done. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God will come upon you through His Word, and He'll speak to you about, "Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom. Let not the strong man boast of his strength. Let not the rich man boast of what he owns or his money. But let him who boast in the Lord, that he understands me and knows me and delights in the three things that matter to him: kindness, justice, and righteousness." I'm embarrassed to say this because I really feel convicted about this, but I cannot think of the last time in any sermon I've ever given where I've encouraged people to memorize passages of Scripture. And I feel guilty about that. I really do. I'm not just saying that. Here's a good starting place. Two verses that you could commit today. I'm going to memorize two verses of the Bible, Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, and it just may make a difference in your life. It may make a difference in your marriage. It may make a difference in your family.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.